Well, obviously, winter started pretty early, and the nasty weather is seemingly relentless. Yesterday, heavy snow, followed by torrential rain, caused flooding in some areas of the city. Lynanne Windsor is the deputy city manager of the Department of Public Works. She's been keeping an eye on the effects of the downpour and charged with the cleanup. She joins me live this morning. Good morning, Lynanne.
Good morning.
Obviously, the instances of flooding were severe yesterday. How did the city fare itself in trying to deal with it?
Well, yeah, that was very challenging conditions that the city faced yesterday with about with 12 centimeters of snow that came down very heavy and very fast, and then followed up by 33 millimeters of rain. It certainly was a race against the clock, like everyone had yesterday, wanting to get your driveway done before the snow got too heavy, and then, of course, wanting to get it done before the freeze came last night.
And when we see the forecast, you know, whether it be for heavy snow and or rain, the city has some things they can do in preparation. How about the catch basins, the storm drains and the like yesterday? Well, some of them were blocked, which exacerbated the flooding.
Well, normally, if we're just getting a heavy rain event, we can have lots of lead up time to get extra crews out clearing as many catch basins as we can. The difference with this storm yesterday is that the catch basins were clear before the storm. But then with the 12 centimeters of snow and our crews had to be out plowing the snow, we effectively, you know, the catch basins became blocked during the event. And then once it started to rain, you know, we had to try and keep them all clear so that the rain had somewhere to go so that it didn't flood the road. So it was very challenging conditions for staff yesterday.
So when the flooding does take place, what can the city do to alleviate some of the heights of some of the puddles or lakes that people were having their cars stalled out in? And of course, what was meant for pedestrians is another story that we'll address this morning. But what can the city do when the water starts to accumulate like that?
Well, what we did yesterday is we put on extra crews. We kept an eye to any common areas that are known for flooding, and we basically tried to do the best we could to keep the catch basins open. But, of course, as everything was melting, the snow was plugging them back up again, even after we had them cleared. So we just kept at it. We had extra crews in. We were out all day yesterday, all evening and all night, trying to keep things opened up and to mitigate the flooding as best we could.
So what does a cleanup look like today? Because ice is a different beast than just snow.
Yeah, so now that everything is frozen over, today will basically be a salting type day. Crews will be out again. We'll be keeping an eye on areas to make sure the catch basins are indeed open, just in case, you know, and you never know the weather around here. We could get another rain event, another snow event anytime. So we try to keep the catch basins open, and we'll be checking areas to make sure things aren't slippery and trying now to get the ice, anything that's baked onto the road, to try to get it off.
People always talk about the coordination of the snow clearing efforts, whether it be the big plows dealing with the roads and then the sidewalk clearing, private contractor or otherwise. Far too often I see pictures sent to me where the sidewalk machine is doing its job and then shortly behind it is the snow plow filling it back in. How do we work on coordination to make sure that that happens less frequently?
Well, we coordinate with each other within public works, and we try our best not to let that happen. We do clear the sidewalks are cleared the same time as the roads are cleared. But of course, sometimes we do try to coordinate, especially in the more heavy traffic areas where there are no parking lanes. So we have to get the snow off the roads, and then we send in the sidewalk plows after to get it off. Or sometimes if we get large amounts of snow, we have to send in the big blowers that are meant for the road. So sometimes we'll have to use that kind of equipment. So we do try to coordinate as best we can to keep not only just the roadways open, but the sidewalks open as well.
With these major weather events that we've seen already this winter, what does it mean for budget and then staffing? Because you can't work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So what does it mean to the budget?
Well, our budgeting system works on a yearly basis. So we just started with a new budget on January 1st. So it's a bit too early to see, but we have a three-shift system in our winter division. So we have staff that can work. So we can do we can extend people and make sure they get their, you know, their breaks and stuff and don't work people too much. And so we can get 24-hour coverage when is needed.
Insofar as equipment goes, all equipment deployed yesterday, I got some calls and some emails saying that, you know, they look at the tracking map, which is very helpful for the residents, that maybe not all the equipment that should be on the road is on the road. Is that a reality?
No, we put out all our equipment at events like we had yesterday. Sometimes we find with our Where's My Plow system that we can get malfunctions like any computer system where it might not show you all the equipment that is out if some is broken. So if a system in a loader is broken, we'll send it out anyway. You know, we won't keep it in the yard because it won't show up on the Where's My Plow system. So sometimes there's more equipment out there than what people can see. And it also depends on people's own internet systems in their house, how much speed they have at their system to see if it's actually loading everything properly.
We appreciate making time. We know this is an inexact science and there's a big mess out there, so we know you have your hands full. Appreciate your time this morning, Lynanne.
You're welcome.
That's Lynanne Windsor. She's the Deputy City Manager at the Department of Public Works.